to.
How can you work for them?
Levi asks, grabbing the oh-shit handle in my pickup as we bounce down a water-worn, unmarked dirt road. Not sure you're in the best position to be judging folks, I say, steering over a rock that sends a shockwave through the passenger seat.
You did that on purpose, he complains.
Just seeing if you're paying attention.
I ain't stupid,
he says, and I believe him, but his view of the world is narrow. I avoid the next big rock and pothole. You tell me, what's Synergy done that's so wrong?
Took jobs, he says without missing a beat. Displaced homes, stole land, made the poor even poorer, while they all get fat off our land.
You know how many locals applied for jobs at Synergy? They offered a bunch, you know. I can tell by the look in his eyes that he didn't know, that he's just repeating the opinions of whoever spouted off about their own perceived injustices. Three locals applied for a few dozen positions, I say. Know how many of them were hired? All three, including me.
And what did they have you doing? Plunging their rich turds?
First of all, there's no shame in cleaning for a living. You know that as well as anyone in these parts. A good-paying job, no matter what it is hard to come by. If you can afford a home, a vehicle, and food, not to mention health insurance on account of that job, you're doing better than most. He doesn't outright agree with me, but he doesn't argue either. And what world do you live in, I say, where a janitor carries a firearm? Again, his lack of answer is answer enough. As for your other complaints, Synergy didn't displace anyone. The people who moved away were paid well for their land, well enough to afford something somewhere else, which, as near as I can figure, is just about what half the folks between Harlan and Pikeville dream about. The mine was already shut down and not about to reopen. No matter what people in Washington say, coal isn't coming back. Won't be any need for it soon enough. Synergy brought money and jobs and received contempt and distrust. It's not their fault people would rather wallow in drugs and alcohol than adapt to the modern world. As for the land, it was never yours. Your family might have worked in the mines, but they didn't own them. Corporations own mines, and when the coal runs out or doesn't get bought, they don't feel bad about leaving. And before them, all of this? I motion to the thick Kentucky woods framing the dirt road that starts a half mile from my house and leads us up a steep mountain grade. Belong to the Cherokee. If anyone has cause to split hairs about what's been done to this land, it's them. The silence that follows my lecture is a good thing. Means he's thinking it over rather than just rattling off more pre-programmed propaganda. When it's clear his silence will have no end, I prod him with, nothing to say.
You got out, he says. Military, right? Why'd you come back?
Aside from the good-paying job?
Nothing good comes out of Black Creek.
His head dips. Despite his talk of a scholarship, he doesn't believe he's got a future, here or anywhere else. His hopelessness has deep roots.
Can't think of a good reason to be here, money or not.
I grew up in these woods, same as you, hunting with my father, same as you.
Your father turned out to be a drunk asshole with a toothless mistress?
He didn't live long enough, I say. Died in the mines when I was 12. My mother passed giving birth to me. Dad raised me on his own. That house you broke into and most everything in it belonged to him. And since the mines only take care of you when you're digging, I spent the few years after his passing with my grandfather, who kicked off when I was in basic.
Still,
he says, grinding anger between his teeth.
Your father didn't force you to live out of a car.
You live in a car? I ask, unable to hide my surprise. Where's your mother?
Left with my sisters, he says. Over in Big Stone Gap now, with her kin. They didn't want me on account of how much I look like my devil father.
And your grandmother?
Can't drive, can barely walk. Basically trapped in the trailer with Pa and his lady.
They fight a lot?
Every night.
Your Pa violent?
Not with Grandma.
No wonder she wants some narcotics. Who wouldn't? Before the conversation can continue, I slam on the brakes. As a plume of dust rolls past us, Levi leans back in his seat, eyes wide with surprise.
What the hell did you...
I point two fingers at my eyes and then out the window. He looks, shaking his head.
I don't see nothing.
Pretend you're young again, I tell him. When your Pa took you hunting and wasn't yet an asshole, what do you see? He pops the door open, slides out, and scans the tree line, hands on hips.
Here, he says, pointing at the roadside brush as I round the truck's front end. Brush is disturbed. Something came through here. And? He says, scanning the area. His eyes land on the bright yellow no trespassing sign.
Maybe they didn't see it? He asks.
I point back down the road. The signs, posted every 15 feet, are impossible to miss and are filled with a kind of language that leaves little doubt about anything good coming from leaving the road.
Maybe it was a deer, he says. Last I heard, they didn't read too well.
Last I heard, they didn't wear boots either. I point to the dirt road beneath Levi. What looks like a single set of boot prints is actually several sets layered atop each other. Whoever came through here did their best to make the tracks look like a single person, rather than a group. But the last of them, likely a woman based on the shoe size, left her prints inside the others. It's subtle, Levi doesn't spot it, but the tactic rules out the kid's next theory.
Maybe it's just a hunter who doesn't give a shit about synergy or all the good they done for the community, or willing to do, or whatever y'all said.
Let's see about that. I step off the road and into the forest shade. The temperature drops a good 10 degrees. By noon, the temp will be pushing 90, even beneath the trees. By the day's end, if Levi lasts that long, we'll be soaked in sweat. So for now, I'll take what shade I can get, even though I suspect nothing good is going to come from what we find. Levi creeps through the forest with me. His gentle steps on the layers of dried leaf litter reveal his father hadn't been a horrible teacher at some point. 20 feet in, we stop at a chain-link fence.
Shit,
he says, looking at the coils of razor wire topping the fence.
This electrified, too?
I shake my head. But it is patrolled.
All of it? Synergy bought up half the land in town and not just this mountain. That's more square miles than I or anyone else can walk in a day. Who got that shit job?
I smile. He knows exactly who. Mount Adele is all we need to worry about. And today it's your job too, but we don't need to walk all of it. Closer to the facility, security cameras do most of the work. But the perimeter? Today that's me. In truth, I don't need to walk the perimeter. As head of security, I could sit in a chair all day and task my subordinates with the grunt work. But I like the woods and the exercise. Too much time in the office makes me stir crazy. But we're not going to be walking the fence today. We're going to track down whoever let themselves in. I motion to a portion of fence that looks normal from a distance, but up close the severed links are easy to spot. Levi seems pleased by the prospect of a hunt. He steps toward the gap.
Well then, let's get going.
My hand on his shoulder stops him. You ever go on a hunt without provisions, without being prepared? We'll get this taken care of, but there's a few things we need to take care of first, starting with you signing a few forms.
I ain't signing shit.
You are if you want a job.
Or shit.
You show me you can handle it, I'll put you on gate duty, checking ID badges, air-conditioned, decent pay. Synergy has a college program, too. Stick with it part-time for the year, the company will help with your education, and a job will be waiting for you when you come back.
And if I don't come back?
I shrug. Your choice, though they tend to make it worth your while.
That's why you're back.
Mostly.
And you're doing all this because I broke into your house?
Not because of it, despite it. What good is coming home if I can't help the people here? His shoulders shrink.
What do I got to sign?
Standard stuff, non-disclosure agreement, liability agreement, W-2. I grin, knowing that none of that is standard to anyone in Harlan County.
What's all that mean?
Non-disclosure means you won't tell anyone about what you may or may not see here. Liability means that if you trip and whack your head, you won't sue them for it. W-2 means you'll get paid. The prospect of getting a paycheck melts his skepticism. You do good by me today and we'll sign the W-2 before you head home. My heart sinks a bit when I remember that home for him is the inside of a vehicle. We'll have to do something about that too before long. Now let's get to. Before I can finish, Levi tackles me around the waist. It takes all of my strength to fight my instincts. I could kill the kid before we hit the ground. But the attack is out of character and the timing makes no sense. We fall behind a tree, landing in a painful tangle. When I open my mouth to demand an explanation, all the air in my lungs is shoved out by the concussive blast of my truck exploding.